This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Already there. You know, honestly, already there. That's what we do. That's who I am in terms of, my wife would tell you, I'm pretty good at compartmentalizing things. So, yeah, that's where my head is already right now, is ready to put in the work to get ourselves ready to go to play our best football. That's what this time of year, that's what it takes. You can't beat yourself. You got to play good, solid football. And, you know, we'll have a big challenge ahead of us here. So, we're going to have to be a tough football team. That's where it starts, and you can't beat yourself. So there's more to it than that, but it's an important week for us here, obviously, and we've got a lot of work to do and got to check the injury report because we've got some injuries popped up again here. So I think that's the first step to know who's available for us. That'll be a first thing, item on the to-do list here.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott looking ahead to the postseason and a date with Jacksonville coming up here Sunday afternoon as we welcome in Nate Geary from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, our Odyssey Sports sister station WGR in Buffalo. Before we start looking ahead to Sunday, Nate, I know that you and many Bills fans and people associated with the team had a lot of emotion after yesterday's game, and a lot of emotion leading up to yesterday's game, knowing it was going to be potentially the final football game played at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those days where, you know, you think you prepare for it and then it gets there, you know, when we're starting in August of the season, it's the farewell tour, right? And then, you know, it's kind of like the finality of it. Definitely, it definitely hit yesterday and, you know, being in the broadcast booth and seeing faces you don't see a lot, you know, it's, And I wanted to stop short of saying it's like a funeral, because it's not, you know, I mean, we live on, but it was like at a funeral with family. You see cousins, you see acquaintances you don't normally see on a regular basis, coming in, saying hi, paying respects, all that kind of stuff. So from start to finish, other than me, you know, freezing my behind off outside yesterday doing pregame for 3 hours and catching a little cold, you know, from start to finish, it was really fun, and I really enjoyed it, and getting to talk to a lot of people and then seeing, you know, kind of afterwards the fans in the stands and just everything that happened after the game, I thought was a really nice touch by the organization. And you know, kudos to the team too, because you know, that's not necessarily a game I imagine a lot of people were getting up for, right? I mean, maybe the worst team I've ever seen assembled on a field at one time, the New York Jets. They made Mitchell Trubisky look like John Elway. So, yeah, all in all, I mean, I thought the team really, you know, played a really strong start-to-finish game. And I know that wasn't necessarily the storyline from yesterday. You know, it was telling to me just how prepared Sean McDermott had his team to play that game, and a lot of guys that don't play a lot, you know, had opportunities and I thought took advantage of them. So from start to finish, guys, it was a lot of fun.
Now, either you have a cold or you were yelling really, really loud in the radio booth on third down yesterday, Nate. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I think he probably goes back to when I was at the game against Philadelphia. Now, I do want to mention I was doing some yelling, third and nine screen pass. I don't want to get into it. But,
against the Bills. Mike White. Okay, well, Shakir wasn't out there yesterday, so you didn't have to worry about that. Nate, of the four, whatever, the potential matchups, did the Bills get the toughest opponent here in all these matchups in Jacksonville?
Yeah, probably. I think that, kind of top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, they're one of the best special teams units in the league. Their kicker, Cam Little, yesterday kicks a 67-yard field goal, which would be the longest field goal of all time had he not kicked a 68-yarder earlier this season and then a 70-yarder in the preseason. That doesn't technically count because it's a preseason game. So, Trevor Lawrence has 15 touchdowns and one interception in his last five games. This is an offense that I think since acquiring Jacoby Myers has really solidified their top three group of red receivers. I think Brenton Strange is a very underrated pass catching tight end, and Travis Etienne is a nice piece at running back. And they've got Tutin, the kid they drafted this year too. And they are offensively going to be, I think, the stiffest test the Bills will have faced this year. And I know they don't maybe have that power run game that has given the Bills fits in previous, matchups, either whether it's this year in the regular season or just historically. But this is probably the best passing offense in terms of weapons they're going to play now and hopefully if they win throughout the rest of the playoffs. And then you kind of look on the other side, they're a top five run defense. Devin Lloyd is one of the best linebackers in football, a turnover machine. Some of the pieces they have in their defensive secondary, Josh Hines Allen, who, kind of rewind a couple of years ago, had a career day against this Bills offensive line. And Trayvon Walker, another number one overall pick. So this is a team, guys, that I think is a far better coach team now under Liam Cohen. I think it's really showing in the not only in the statistics, but in their record. I mean, they've won eight straight, which is just, I think, there's the second longest streak of this season of any team. So they're playing their best football going into the most important time of the year. And no doubt, to me, this was the most difficult opponent the Bills could have drawn in the wild card round, for sure.
So, Nate, just as a reminder of how quickly things can change in the NFL, I mean, it was last season that the Bills destroyed Jacksonville. I want to say 41-10. It was at Highmark, but it was a Jacksonville team that didn't have Liam Cohen. A lot of the same pieces were there, but it speaks to what a good leader can do, what leadership and a culture change can do for a team. That one guy that was a part of that staff last year is now part of the Bills staff. Is there anything to Ryan Nielsen being a part of the Bills staff? Is there anything there in terms of his knowledge of the personnel that Jacksonville employs, the players on the field, their quirks, their strengths, their weaknesses?
Yeah, listen, I do think there will be a level of his understanding of the defensive structure and kind of to your point, the strengths and weaknesses. I don't know how much philosophically, he'll be able to add in terms of how to slow down their offense. I actually think his value might be with the offensive coaching staff and helping them understand kind of the pieces they have defensively, how they like to deploy them. So I actually would tell you, I don't think there's a ton of crossover for Nielsen on the defensive side of the ball, or I should say the offensive side of the ball, that he can give his unit defensively. But listen, these are two teams that I play semi-regularly once a year. I think three times out of the last four regular seasons they've played. So this is, I would say not overly familiar teams, but I think the Bills kind of know, Trevor Lawrence, I think if you ask people across the league for the first six or seven games of the season, he might have been the guy that universally was thought of as maybe being the guy that they might move off of after this year. There was just a lot of, video or kind of just panning over to Liam Cohen and almost looking annoyed at some of the plays that you know, or mistakes that Trevor Lawrence was making. So I think if Ryan Nielsen has value, it's kind of understanding the DNA of this young quarterback that is now playing the best football of his career and kind of looking at what he's done to get there and try to find some of the things that confused him early on this season and even historically over the first couple of years of his career and really trying to deploy that stuff defensively against Trevor Lawrence.
Funny how some storylines that were really big 3-4 weeks ago now are going to crop back up, and I'm pointing to, hey, it would be really nice to have Jamarcus Ingram in this game, but he's now down in Houston. This news just coming over from McDermott, who says that, the worst we kind of expected, Maxwell Harrison week to week, unlikely to play against Jacksonville. So, Nate, how you feeling about, well, certainly you're feeling good about Benford. Trey White has been okay, but let's hope there's not another injury, because I don't know who they put as corner three.
Yeah, you hate to see this potentially be a storyline going into the playoffs, right? In fairness, Jamarcus Ingram, I think, probably gave up 200 yards yesterday in the Atlanta game. So, yes, it would be nice to have him. He knows the system. I'm sure they have some sort of plan going into this game. I think partially it'll be, you know, maybe using more of Cam Lewis if they need to. But yeah, it's not an ideal situation. I will say this. It's been a better part of a full month that Trey White, to me, has been playing the best football I can remember Trey White playing since like 2021, 2022. It's really been noticeable to me, the physicality. I think the confidence to me is really what has spoken volumes. He just looks like a player that trusts, you know, his legs, which, you know, in fairness, the last couple of seasons hasn't really been there for them. Even as he was working back from the ACL and then he injured the Achilles, there still wasn't that confidence early on that season before the injury. So he's 2 years removed now, and I think he's a player that likes the spot he's in, fits really well in this defense, and has looked like a player that is playing his best ball going into January. And they need both of those guys to stay healthy. And that goes for just about any – there's not a lot of teams across the league, guys, that can lose a top corner. I think the Bills are one of very few teams that have three starting caliber boundary corners. There's not a ton of teams that can say that. So I do think that they'll be able to withstand some of that depth. But, yeah, I mean, they can't sustain another injury. And I think at this time of year, most teams can't either. I don't think this is unique to the Bills.
What's the solution to kicker, Nate?
hope that Matt Prater is not badly injured. I got to tell you, I don't fully understand bringing him back this week in a game like that. I thought, you know, maybe – I know it's an NFL game, but Wisnowski kicking off and having Ray Davis kick extra points and going for two, I just think exposing, you know, Prater, who had missed the previous 2 weeks to another injury to his kicking leg in a meaningless game, it didn't strike me as like maybe the most thought out decision they had. But they were just so quick and so ready to get away from Michael Badgley. And listen, I don't blame them. I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to be in a tough spot this week. There are still, I think, you know, quality names that are still in the market, but you know, I don't know. It's going to be a tough spot for Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean this week. Wondering if they're going to, you know, need to activate a kicker or at least sign one of the practice squad and have them ready, because that takes away from another potential position that they could be elevating. They do get the extra elevations, which is nice for the playoffs. But, it's definitely not an ideal position to be in heading into the playoffs, not knowing, especially against a team with, I think, you know, if not the best kicker in football, or, you know, the second best kicker in football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment.
could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Well, there is a guy that was the best kicker in football at one point. I don't know how you would define quality names, but where do you come down on Justin Tucker?
Yeah, that was mentioned yesterday to me in the broadcast booth as a potential name. And, you know, I kind of laughed and said, you know, that's going to be a conversation for tomorrow and let's not have it today kind of thing. But I don't know enough. I know that he was suspended by the league. I believe that suspension is now over, and he is able to sign with another team. He is definitely, I would say, of the names available, the most decorated. I think the Bills are going to have to make a tough decision about whether or not, you know, because it's more than just the player with Justin Tucker. It's the baggage. And what could potentially come with signing a player like that who has that type of baggage. So it's not as black and white as does he help us? Does he hurt us? There's more questions you have to answer. And I think that's what makes it really difficult. I would tell you, it'd be something I'd probably stay away from. But you know, teams have to make tough decisions. It's the playoffs and they bring, it would say something to me if he was brought in, and for a tryout with other kickers. I think it would be hard to say if you were bringing him in that if he didn't look the best of the kickers you brought in. I think it'd be pretty hard to sell yourself that wasn't the right option. So I don't envy Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean's decision on that. But I mean, he's definitely the name out there that I think everyone's going to start to point to here. If it looks like Matt Prater can't go on Sunday.
Nate, you mentioned the confidence that you see Trey White playing with, and we know that with these guys, the level of confidence they play with is equal to the amount of success they have on the field. And I think a lot of times with the Buffalo Bills, the team gathers confidence from the play of their quarterback, knowing that if you need him to be Superman, he can be Superman. Josh Allen this season, certainly not the MVP level we saw last season. Meanwhile, on the other sideline, you've got a guy right now that I think is playing better football than Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying he's a better player, but he's playing really, really good football right now. How much does Jacksonville feed off of that confidence? And do the Bills know that in the postseason, going on the road, how do they muster up the confidence knowing that Josh hasn't been able to win a game in the postseason on the road through his career?
Yeah, you know, I think for the Bills that there's probably not a lot of context needed for their confidence in their quarterback. You know, I don't pointing to analytics or pointing to statistics or his win-loss record in road playoff games. I think that's for us to do, right? I think that in that locker room, there's probably not a quarterback in the league that those guys would rather have, you know, to sort of rally behind. So I think that there's probably no question that of the quarterbacks, at least in the AFC, that Josh Allen has the most experience. He's got 11 playoff wins, the second most of any of the playoff quarterbacks right now, right behind Aaron Rodgers. I think there's familiarity in that. I think there's confidence in that he does have that experience. And I do think that the media narrative around, you know, if not now, when for Josh Allen, I think it's very fair. I think there are some unfair components of it. Like, you know, well, there's no Mahomes and there's no Burrow and there's no Jackson. There's no more excuses. This is Josh Allen or bust. I do think it's a little unfair to the other teams that are here that have won the games. And if the reason that those teams are not and those players are not in the playoffs aren't because, they drew the short straw, is that the teams that are in outplayed them or in a lot of cases beat them once or multiple times this season. So, I don't want to just dismiss the fact that, okay, well, it's a breeze now. There's no Mahomes. It should be easy. I think this is the deepest playoff field from top to bottom that Josh Allen and the Bills will be in. And I think it, you know, like thinking back, it would have been a really great year to have the one seed. and have that bye week and have the extra time to, you know, to kind of prepare and get healthy. But they're not. They're the sixth seed. They're going to have to go to, I think, the hottest team in the NFL and go win a football game. And if there's one player that I think this group has confidence in to get it done, it is Josh Allen. And I have suspected, guys, that, you know, this is an offense that has really held things close to the chest, really didn't want to show a whole lot this season. They're going to need to be perfect on Sunday. They're going to need to have mistake-free. They're going to have to manufacture some big plays, and they're going to need Brandon Cooks and Dalton Kincaid to really have the biggest games of their seasons this upcoming Sunday. And of course, everything, I think, to me, starts and finishes with this run game against a defense that is very stout against the run, hadn't given up a 100-yard rusher all season. So they need those things to work offensively, and that goes without saying on the defensive side of the ball. They need to be the unit we've watched the last 2 weeks. And I know you could probably throw away yesterday's game. I mean, again, just lifeless Jets team. Again, I don't want to maybe pour it on, but that truly was a team that looks like they had quit a few weeks ago. But the matchup against the Eagles, who, listen, I don't believe they have a Super Bowl offense. And, you know, Saquon Barkley, I saw this a clip from Joe Marino talking about kind of how he looked like he was home run hunting a little bit and probably didn't take enough of what the defense was giving him and looking for a big play. But I was really impressed by Fedarian Mathis and TJ Sanders really coming on here towards the end of the season, I think at the perfect time. So listen, they're going to have to, here's, I guess, part of what I've been thinking. Is this the best matchup they could have pulled in the first round? No. I think it's very likely, guys, that they were going to have to go to Jacksonville and beat them at some point, whether it was the wild card round or the AFC championship game. So, you know, they're going to have to beat three good teams regardless on the road if they want to go be in the Super Bowl. So, you know, with that said, go get it done.
Go get it done. Nate Geary, Buffalo Bills Radio Network and WGR. And are you going to be on this week? We need more Bills content here, Nate.
I will be. I will be, on the weekday. So I was supposed to be on this morning, but I woke up with absolutely no voice. Luckily, throughout the afternoon, I drank enough water to get myself back to a place where I couldn't miss talking to you guys. But, I'll be on at some point this week, I'm sure. But, yeah, I'll be on pregame, our normal. I don't mind the Sunday 1 o'clock. I know some people were maybe looking at a Saturday in prime time. Sunday 1 o'clock feels like pretty business as usual. And I would imagine is pretty welcoming from Sean McDermott, who likes that routine, as a nice added bonus for them. So super wild card weekend pregame, I'll be around and, you know, guys, looking forward to it. I'll just hope to keep some fingernails available for myself this week as I bite them all week in anticipation of this game.
You're an absolute gamer, total pro. Nate, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to the coverage this weekend. Can't wait.
Anytime, guys. Go Bills.
There he is, Nate Geary. Hear him on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network this weekend and on our Odyssey Sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo.
I love how, like in the course of the show, you and I set the tone. Look, Highmark Stadium, let's talk. Nope. It's playoffs, baby. There's so much to talk about. And again, the news coming over, Maxwell Harrison not going to be available.
Week to week with, what is it, an ankle?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there was another player I saw in a boot. That was Ty Johnson.
Oh.
So we'll just kind of pass that along.
So you're saying if we see...
If you see Ty Johnson on the injury report on Wednesday...
Don't be surprised.
Because I can't overreact, because what does a boot mean? I mean, players wear boots all the time and then they play. So can't look into that too much, but figure I'd pass that on.
Yeah, and I would imagine that, you know, from what the little we know of Ty Johnson, having spoken to him at training camp, that feels like a guy that's...
Oh, are you kidding?
He's going out there.
Yeah, he's going out there.
We got happy hour on the way next in the sports, but we have plenty of time for your calls at 866-4FAN as the Bills are playoff bound. They're headed to Jacksonville Sunday at 1 o'clock. But one final game at Highmark Stadium yesterday as the Bills throttle the hologram of the New York Jets. It's also Black Monday. Speaking of holograms, lots of vacancies on NFL sidelines here now with a handful of firings we'll get you caught up on here. A round of shots coming up, and last call where you can have the final say. Again, our number 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.